T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave Leventhal joining us, editor-at-large with the Center for Public Integrity in Washington. The big news this morning, Dave, is that Michael Bloomberg has qualified to take the debate stage, and we'll see him tomorrow night in Las Vegas. How does this change the race?
It changes it a lot in the sense that Michael Bloomberg has not been on the stage before, and we've had many, many Democratic debates, as we well know. And also, too, it's an opportunity for him to, number one, stand in front of the other candidates and make a case to himself, to the voters in Nevada and South Carolina, and then the 14 Super Tuesday primary states that are coming up in just a couple of weeks. It's also a huge opportunity, Susan, for the other candidates to throw a big wet blanket on what has been a really significant rise in the polls for Michael Bloomberg over the past couple of weeks. Of course, Michael Bloomberg has been pumping in just obscene amounts of money into the Democratic primary, something we've never seen before in U.S. history at this stage in the game. And Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg and all the rest of them are going to have their opportunity, and it may be their only opportunity before people start casting ballots.
You know, Dave, it is really interesting to see Bloomberg, his rise in the polls, because it shows just how much money plays a factor in these elections still. You know, everyone likes to think that they're invested in the issues, they're paying attention to what candidates say, but hey, you see a guy, he just dumps in money, he's not even on the debate stage, and yet here he goes up the polls.
Without question, and the Democratic primary was set up in a way, and I'm laughing because the debates were essentially set up by the Democratic National Committee to be something that couldn't be bought, that you were going to have to get on the stage by merit, by small dollar donations cobbled together that were going to collectively vault you onto the stage and do well enough in the polls where you could show via voters that you had some sustainability for your campaign. Well, Michael Bloomberg has blown all of that up, and the rules have changed, and he's going to be on the debate stage because basically he's bought his way onto it. And there are definitely some Democrats out there who are just shaking their heads saying, wait, aren't we the party that says you can't buy your way into the presidency, you can't buy your way into office? This seems to be running completely counter to that notion, and in reality, it is. So there's definitely an intramural fight going on amongst Democrats, some who support Bloomberg and think that he is the best candidate to beat Donald Trump, and others who are aghast at the situation just for what it is.
He is 19% in the latest poll that came out today, a PBS Marist poll. As his campaign is rising, Bloomberg's, who's he cutting into?
He's cutting into a couple of people. Well, he's cutting into everyone, perhaps except Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, but Pete Buttigieg, bad news for him. Definitely when it comes to somebody like Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota, she's not necessarily going to be doing as well as she would do without Mike Bloomberg there. And it's a problem because those other candidates, they need oxygen, they need support. They need to do well in some of these primaries in order to make a case for themselves to stay in this race. Now, the trick for Mike Bloomberg, though, is he's got to get some delegates here. Right now, he is nowhere. He spent all this money, he's getting all this attention, and he didn't do anything in Iowa, he didn't do anything in New Hampshire, and is probably not going to do terribly great in Nevada or South Carolina either. He's playing a Super Tuesday game. This has been his playbook from the start. So those other candidates who are in the race, they're going to have sort of their last best opportunity to really just try to push back on Mike Bloomberg and try to make sure that going into Super Tuesday that he's not in a great position of strength, but in something a little more marginalized than what it appears he's leading up to at this point.
Warren and Biden, I mean, those were two of the big names. You might even have called them the two front runners at some point in the campaign. But both of them seem like they need a really big showing here over the next couple of primaries to bounce back because they're overshadowed in a big way.
Yeah, Joe Biden's in a world of trouble right now, and he's playing in a way for second place in Nevada, the primary, or rather the caucus is coming up on Saturday, and then South Carolina, which has always been seen sort of as his firewall if things went south, and they are absolutely going south for him right now. He's got to win that, basically. If Joe Biden goes through the first four contests and hasn't won a primary or a caucus, that's probably game over. He'll likely go into Super Tuesday, but where's he going to go on Super Tuesday? So going back to Mike Bloomberg, though, Bloomberg has to win some of these Super Tuesday states. National polls, they give you a good test and a good sense of where the nation is at. But as everyone well knows, these are individual contests that are contested state by state by state. And Mike Bloomberg isn't necessarily winning most of these states at this point. So national numbers great, but is he going to do well in Texas? Is he going to do well in Virginia? Is he going to do well in California, where there's some really big delegate hauls? That's a question that still remains to be seen right now, but you better believe he's going to be pumping in, again, huge amounts of money into those states, unlike any other candidate can do, to try to convince voters there that he is the guy to be the nominee for the Democratic Party to go up against Donald Trump and not Joe Biden and not Elizabeth Warren or any of the other Democrats who are running.
And even though he's on the debate stage in Las Vegas, he's not part of the Nevada caucus, right?
Well, he is technically, but nobody expects that he's going to do well. He hasn't campaigned there for all intents and purposes. He hasn't really put resources in there. He doesn't have much of a ground game there. But that is by design. Michael Bloomberg has basically seeded the first four contests and focused all his efforts on the Super Tuesday states, hoping that there was going to be Democratic Party chaos, which I think you can fairly say again, there is Democratic Party chaos, not the least of which coming out of the situation from Iowa, with no clear front runner at this point. Bernie Sanders won New Hampshire, Pete Buttigieg nominally won Iowa, and we'll see what happens with Nevada and South Carolina. If there was going to be a perfect storm for Mike Bloomberg, the ingredients are at least there at this point for that perfect storm to maybe happen, but we're still a ways away from knowing if definitively it is happening.
Dave, it's like Kawhi Leonard last year, load management. You know, Bloomberg, it'd take a little bit of time off just so in the long run he could do it.
Well, that's a strategy, and he's sticking to it.
All right, Dave, thanks so much. It's Dave Leventhal with the Center for Public Integrity joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.